Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am Molly McCord. This is a live broadcast, and I appreciate your presence. Thank you for being here on May 21st, 2014. It has been quite a fast and dynamic year, and in this show, I'm going to give some insights about the current energies and introduce many of you to consciousness. I know that many of you are coming into this area with curiosity. There could be certain definitions you're seeking, different terminology you'd like to understand more. So in this show, I'm going to talk about what is consciousness and share with you some definitions of terminology that I use, that other experts use in this industry, in this expansive wide field. As always, I like to give you a few updates and announcements. You can get all the latest news on ConsciousCoolChic.com. That is where I offer you all kinds of free information and updates, including a free new 44-page guide. It is Guided by Your Light, Ridiculously Loving and Celebrating Yourself. And this is filled with tools, exercises, and visualizations to help you different times and situations that can challenge your self-love. Those times in your life when you don't know how to respond to somebody in a tricky situation, or you're wondering how to work with an intense emotion. This is a free guide, and if you've listened to the show before, I've mentioned it. It is something that I just want to give you. I could have sold it, but I chose not to sell it. It's available free of charge. You are free to share it and just to work and love yourself more through very practical spiritual self-care techniques. So you can find that on ConsciousCoolChic.com. Another upcoming free event for you is the ongoing Author Awesomeness courses. These are offered every 2 weeks, and they are designed for independent spiritual authors as well as any type of spiritual expert. You might be a holistic professional, a metaphysical coach, a yoga instructor, anything that is working with people in the inspirational New Age community, you would benefit from these free courses because I give you practical ways to market your business. And you can sign up for this course on the website as well under Author Awesomeness. And you do not have to listen live. If you can't make it to the live class, you will receive a download afterwards. Also, the latest issue of Happiness and Wellbeing magazine is out. The May issue is the Prosperity issue, and they have all kinds of good topics. As always, I love this magazine. I find that it has wonderful content, very valuable information. And because it's the prosperity issue, it's all about abundance, manifesting, what you can do to build up your business, how you can make more money, as well as healthy living tips about how to cleanse with the full moon, how to stay positive, how to supercharge your life. Again, all kinds of great content. So check out Happiness and Wellbeing magazine. They are also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram if you want to get their latest updates and see some cool sneak peeks at the next upcoming issue. So what I'd like to do is get into some of these definitions and introduce some of you to this world of consciousness, of esoteric issues and topics. I know that many of you are finding me or finding this topic through some of my best-selling books, and thank you for reaching out. Thank you for your purchase, and of course, it's wonderful to connect with you in this way. I never take it for granted. And so you come to this with curiosity and wanting to understand more. And what is consciousness is one of those questions that many people wish to explore. There are wonderful experts in this field who are sharing definitions, sharing information about consciousness. You've probably heard of Deepak Chopra, of Eckhart Tolle, of others who are educating the masses on this information. And essentially, consciousness is bringing an awareness and a mindfulness to life experiences, to relationships, and ultimately to yourself. Consciousness is becoming an observer of a situation, an observer of yourself in motion. It is activating a mindfulness and a self-reflection that brings you back to you, brings you into the fullness of who you are. And it's from that place that you connect with your inner voice, your intuition, your gifts, the fullness of who you are. And so when we talk about consciousness, we're talking about bigger picture understanding of a situation, of why this is happening, or what are the lessons, what am I learning, how am I growing. Consciousness is expansive, and it always leads you to greater love. Because everything is rooted in love at its original source. We know this in certain situations where it's obvious and clear, but we often forget this in challenging situations, during times of emotional turmoil, or when we're looking for answers and we're confused about a career direction or a life path. Consciousness brings you up. It raises you up to a higher level of understanding about possibilities, potentials, opportunities, directions. It removes you from a singular understanding of how something should play out, opens you up to the unlimited potential of the universe. When you add consciousness to any area of your life, you are bringing in a fuller perspective that often involves gratitude for an experience, gratitude for what you're learning, gratitude for how you're getting to know yourself better. And I believe that this is one of our main missions in our life, if you will. It's our main, it's one of our main, what I'm trying to think of the biggest word possible. It's one of the reasons we're alive, is to know ourselves better, to expand our consciousness in a whole new way, because at this time in human history, we have more consciousness on the planet than ever before, individually and collectively. That's amazing. That's unique. That's special. We're living in a very special time. And so when we add consciousness to our lives, we add mindfulness, awareness, and presence, we are tapping into more of who we are, both in a human experience and in that grander I am definition, that part of you that is so big, it can't be labeled, it can't be defined, it can't be limited, because it is unlimited. And so the time frame that we're moving through is this dance, if you will, between your human experiences and your unlimited I am experiences, right? It's that dance between your physical human life, which includes your partnerships, your friendships, your job, your money, your children, your family, and the dance between the part of you that is so much bigger than any and all of it. And we're bringing that awareness, that consciousness of your fullness into your physical life, your human experiences. And when we do that, we open up to more potentials and more possibilities of who we are. Now, I mentioned how many of you are finding me or this program because of my publications and books, and The Art of Trapeze is one of those books that has reached thousands of people so far. That is a spiritual memoir, coming-of-age memoir, and it's the first book in the Awakening Consciousness series. And it's in the series of books that I am offering and contributing this understanding of consciousness. The first book is my human story, is that human understanding of life, of experiences, of adventure, love, inspiration, all the things we can create in our life. The second book in the series, The Modern Heroine's Journey of Consciousness, is a guidebook. And it has definitions. It shows you spiritual growth. It shows and explains five types of consciousness on the planet. It gives you more information to apply in your life. That's the second book in the series. And the third book in the series is completely different from the first two, and it's called The Unlimited Sparks of a Bonfire. It's not out yet. It's coming soon. But it's a whole different type of book in the series and the previous two. And it's only in the last chapter of the last book that the series will come together and be cohesive. And so the point of the series is to get you thinking about this dance between your human life, your experiences, and the unlimited energy and potentials that you are. My intention is to provide just an example, right? I'm just one person out of billions on the earth. I'm just providing one example of this consciousness in action. And it's with the intention to contribute to your understanding of your consciousness in action. And when we all do this together, wow, amazing things happen. Incredible things happen. And this is all part of the global spiritual awakenings of our time. And I know that is a question that some people have. What is a spiritual awakening? Well, there is not just one spiritual awakening. You can have multiple spiritual awakenings. You can have different types of awakenings. And essentially what it means is that it's an expansion of your understanding and your knowledge about yourself, about your potentials, about the vastness of who you are. It breaks away any parts of yourself that you've kept small or any limitations. It breaks away your unconsciousness. And spiritual awakening is a very popular term right now because it's highly relevant and it's part of the time period that we're moving through in humanity's evolution. It's truly that big. And even though spiritual awakenings are becoming more discussed and shared and more common, if you will, it's becoming quite a hot topic, it's quite personal. It's quite sacred. It's yours. It's your ahas. It's your, you know, those private parts of your life that you have thought about and reflected on, and you arrived at a higher understanding. So the spiritual awakening question and discussion, let's call it a discussion, is fascinating right now because every person will come to the party with a different tale of spiritual awakening, and that's so perfect. And it will have common elements and common themes to each other's spiritual awakening. So it's an important area in raising consciousness and understanding more about yourself. Now, within the topics of consciousness and spiritual awakening, there are numerous subcategories. And two subcategories that you'll hear quite often, and you'll see them in articles and in discussions and lectures and events and classes, revolve around programming and conditioning. These are both related terms. And programming has to do with how we have been unconsciously programmed through our childhoods, through organizations, through religion or other teachings, through certain modalities to understand ourselves in a certain way. We all have programming. We have emotional programming, mental programming, spiritual programming. We have programming around our self-identities, around finances and money. And typically, that programming is limited. It's small, or it's kept you small. And as you expand your consciousness and you have spiritual awakening experiences, you move through both unprogramming and deprogramming. I was going to say phases, but it could just be an instant awareness. And then you get to reprogram yourself with a higher understanding. And this is such a great topic, and there's some wonderful resources and information out there these days about different types of programming that we're undoing and how we keep ourselves small. So if you were to just sit with that, if you were to ask yourself, how do I hold myself back or how do I keep myself small, you'll discover unconscious programming that not only you hold, but probably your family members, probably people in your community or culture or any other groups that you've been a part of. when you start to question these parts of your life, you can arrive at some incredible insights. This also pertains to the conditioning aspect and how conditioning is related to our responses and reactions, our unconscious responses and reactions to events. And you'll see this play out most commonly in mass consciousness, such as through the news medias, through television, through any big world events. And conditioning is also important to question, because conditioning is looking at your responses that you just immediately feel or have, the words or actions that come to mind. Some conditioning is beneficial and helpful. Most is unconscious conditioning that we have absorbed or we have not questioned or thought much about until we expand our consciousness and we question ourselves. But I mean this in an observer mode. I mean that you question yourself and you observe yourself in a very neutral position. You question why you feel a certain way, or when you're triggered, you question, why do I feel? And then you enter that emotion and look at that conditioning right there. That is very important in expanding your consciousness, because what you ultimately connect to is more of your power. You connect with your ability to choose, to re-choose, to say, okay, I've had this conditioning or this programming for 42 years of my life. I'm ready to change it. I want to choose a different type of response. I want to hold a higher viewpoint around these situations. When someone triggers me, and they will, people will trigger you, people will continue to trigger you throughout your lifetime, but then you choose your response, and you choose it from that observer mode that connects you with your power. And as you do this, you begin literally a whole new experience of life, because you've just brought in a higher consciousness, a higher presence to your presence. And this is where magic happens. Life changes. Miracles show up. New opportunities arrive, because you've just expanded your consciousness up to the point where you have a higher viewpoint. And when you pay attention with mindfulness, with awareness, you have those aha moments. You have a bigger understanding of your power, of your choices. You really tap into more of your power, more of your essence, more of what you want to actively be in the world, how you want to shine, how you want to give, what you want to direct your energy to. One of the things I love about consciousness, awareness, mindfulness is that it is free and available to every person on the planet. It really, truly is. Now, I understand it's not that simple in terms of having access to resources, information, knowledge, but the idea is that we're living in a time phase here with the internet and so much free content circling the globe that it truly is a level playing field in some regards. In terms of this is information that everyone and anyone can incorporate into their life if they're drawn to it and if they choose it with their free will. So as you begin to become more of an active observer in your life, as you bring higher presence and mindfulness to your world, you also tap into more of your intuition, your gut-level reactions, and your feelings. It can be as simple as you're speaking on the phone to somebody and you get a feeling or an idea that this is a good person for you to work with. Or conversely, it's the opposite, and you think, you just feel it. I'm talking about in your gut, in your stomach, in your belly, that maybe this isn't right for you at this time. When you, to your life, you're tuning into more of your pure energy. It's very clear. And as you practice it, as you trust this part of yourself, it becomes clearer, easier, more graceful. And this is also when you start to bring in more people, experiences, opportunities, ideas that are right for you and who you truly are. So know that the ability to expand your consciousness and know yourself better is available to you all hours of the day, every day of the week, every day of the year. And it's a practice. It's a genuine practice that you commit to, that you choose. And there'll be days when you completely forget, and then there'll be quiet moments where you'll return to it, return to this power, return to this perspective of a neutral observer. And so I hope that this is a gentle reminder of your ability to do that. And I'm feeling that this is good to just sit with for now and to just make a commitment for the rest of today. Be fully in your presence. Be fully in the conscious awareness of what you're doing, who you're speaking to, the words you're saying. Feel your body. Feel your feet on the earth. Feel your hands touching your coffee mug. Really look into someone's eyes. Really hear what they're saying. All of this is the practice of presence. And in the next show, I'm doing a show on Friday, May 23rd, it's just in a few days. The guest of that show is a specialist in manifesting. Her books are called Manifesting from the Inside Out, and she's going to be here speaking about manifesting prosperity from the inside out. It's Tammy Balachewski. She is an author. She has her PhD. She is a radio show host of Journey to Center. Lovely, beautiful soul. I can't wait for you to meet her, and she's going to help you get into more of this energy and this presence of manifesting from the inside out. So join us for that show. And in the meantime, I wish you the very best, and I appreciate your presence to today's show. Have a beautiful day ahead, and I will see you very soon. Bye-bye.